Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The U.S. Supreme Court recently refused to hear the case called Field versus Palmdale. That's the case where the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court ruled that a public school can teach students whatever information it wishes to provide, sexual or otherwise, and that parents' right to control the upbringing of their children does not extend beyond the threshold of the school door. The plain fact is that the U.S. Supreme Court does not like to take parents' rights cases and consistently refuses them. This is an outrage, because over the last 2 years, five federal circuits have handed down anti-parent decisions that uphold the alleged right of the public schools to teach students whatever information it wishes to provide. Let me list these cases for you. Federal courts upheld the right of public schools to indoctrinate students in the Muslim religion and practices, to force students to watch a one-hour pro-homosexual video, to force students to attend a program advocating homosexual conduct that used minors in sexually suggestive skits, to censor any mention of intelligent design, to use classroom materials that parents consider pornographic, to force students to answer nosy questionnaires with suggestive questions about sex, drugs, and suicide, and to deny a divorced father's right to get his son's school records. The courts upheld the public schools in prohibiting an anti-gay T-shirt, but ordered the school to permit a very offensive anti-Bush T-shirt. These cases are parents' rights issues and culture issues. Public schools are censoring views that do not conform to the diversity multiculturalism ideology. Years ago, the Supreme Court upheld the constitutional right of any school child to refuse to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. But in these recent cases, neither school nor court offered any child or parent the right to opt out of any of these offensive programs.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on what to look for in your child's classroom materials, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the Parents Evaluate Textbooks Report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says 99% of lawyers give the rest a bad name, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Now, I have here a report from the Liberty Dollar people. Well, you'd think his name would be right on here, and I can't remember. It's like Knothouse or something.
Bernard.
Bernard Not. How does he spell his name? It's like not, N-O-T,
Hoss.
Not Hoss. Okay, here's what he's telling us. He said, and I'm going to skip his opening stuff because we've discussed this over and over and over. You know what happened. He said, I see the current situation as an... All right, let me back up. I will. Somebody out there is not a regular listener and doesn't know what we're talking about. He says, Dear Liberty Dollar supporters, usually at this time of the month, it is the deadline for the Liberty Dollar News, our monthly newsletter that has chronicled the Liberty Dollar over the 9 years. Of course, we all came to a screeching halt when the G-Boys raided the Liberty Dollar just 2 weeks ago on Wednesday, November the 14th. So now I'm running from the government, afraid for my life and trying to figure out what the hell to do next. Right? Wrong. Nothing could be further from reality. Please read these quick bulletins from the latest developments. Okay, now, here you go. He said, I see the current situation as an ideal opportunity to validate the Liberty Dollar. Otherwise, they, the feds, will have to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am guilty and the Liberty Dollar is the scourge of the country. Luckily, my favorite FBI agent, Andy, just called me yesterday on my private cell phone. The cell phone is supposed to be private, as most people know, most people don't know the number. So I complimented Andy on his resourcefulness, and he responded that he was the FBI. That impressed me and gave me a good, secure feeling, because if the FBI could not find my cell phone number, we would really be hurting in this nation. The guy's got a good sense of humor. Andy and I had a very friendly, he indicates it's friendly, discussion for about 15 minutes. Seems that he wants to talk to me. I took that to mean he wants to arrest me, so I ask about that, and sure enough, a grand jury indictment and arrest seems to be a given at this time. When Andy was forthcoming with other information, I complimented him on his friendliness. To that, Andy told me that that's the government's way. He said, we'll be friendly as long as I was friendly. And that was a poor boy, friendly. So, Anyway, he said, so trust me, I intend to be very friendly. Seriously, I told my favorite FBI agent, Andy, who I'm sure is reading this and can reply if he is so moved, that I took the government's raid very seriously. To which Andy replied, well, you should, because the government takes it very seriously, too. I spoke briefly to Andy shortly after he and his gang invaded the peaceful Liberty Dollar offices and raided in on everything, and as required, we received an inventory to all confiscated material. Unfortunately, it was not as detailed as really required, simply stating 500 pounds of silver, without regard to year, weight, denomination, or design, was way too sloppy for detailed phone arrest in waiting. Anyway, now, for whatever it's worth, and he didn't go into detail on that, but they took 2 tons of Liberty Ron Paul silver dollars. So they just put down here that they got 500 pounds of silver. Didn't say what. I'm going on back to what he's writing here. He says, I'm running to the government to absolve the Liberty Dollar as a legal, private, voluntary barter currency as soon as possible. I want to get your property back. Our first mission is to get your confiscated property back to you. Please don't call it stolen yet. It will only be stolen if we lose this case. And God help us all if the Liberty Dollar is found guilty. So please take 2 actions. First, sign up for the class action lawsuit and encourage other people to do so. We need thousands and thousands of people demanding the return of their stolen property. Second, we are launching a legal defense fund to defend your right to use gold and silver any way you choose. It would be very dangerous first step if the government started limiting the way you can use your own gold and silver. Please donate $10 or more to this very serious movement. Currently, we cannot accept donations via a bank card, but we can accept checks. See, they have shut down, they froze all of his accounts. Currently, we cannot accept donations via a bank card, but we can accept checks, money orders, and cash. It is okay to mail your donation to the same old address, and I'll give you the address. It's Liberty Dollar, 225 North Stockwell Road, Evansville, Indiana, 47715. And try to remind me, Jeff, I'll give it again at the end of this particular article, okay? Every single dollar, Federal Reserve note, or Liberty Dollar, is greatly appreciated. Of course, let's see. We can drive this out of control government back to reality, but we need your help. Then he has, and we ought to get this, Jeff, and I failed to mention it later. But he said you need to read the 35-page affidavit filed by Agent Andy to show probable cause for the search warrant. And we have a website here you can get it off of. He said, where's the crime? Usually in such an affidavit, there are all sorts of dates and offenses and names and other information. None of that is in this affidavit. He said, the idea we were laundering money is almost a joke. It would be if it wasn't such a serious matter. Now, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. By the way, that address, again, if you want to donate, is Liberty Dollar, 225 North Stockwell Road, Evansville, Indiana, 47715.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And we have returned. Now, back to the Liberty Dollar raid by the feds. Here is what the owner of the organization says. He says, equally serious is your fear that some good-natured, smiling Agent Andy is going to raid your home and confiscate your Liberty Dollars. But don't fear a raid on your place or home. There's no way the government has the resources to mount such an attack with 20 million Liberty Dollars in hundreds of thousands of hands all over our great country. Toward resolving this testy matter, we are interviewing federal criminal attorneys and hope to secure good, dedicated, successful counsel. As I mentioned to Agent Andy, I wouldn't want to meet him without counsel. I was encouraged when Agent Andy told me that he would call me when he knew the schedule so I could turn myself in. I thought that was real friendly and thanked Andy, as I am obviously not hiding out and prefer that this matter be handled in a gentlemanly way. I just hope the arrest does not interfere with my other commitments. I will be in Evansville on Thursday with attorneys in Washington, D.C., then please join me for a rare performance as the keynote speaker at the Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire, on Friday, January the 4th. I was interviewed by Glenn Beck on CNN and with Larry Kudlow on CNBC. He says, while doing the two national shows was good fun, it was not all the coverage. In fact, there were dozens of newspaper articles. The most amazing coverage came from the Washington Post. Not only did the Post cover the raid, it was featured on the front page, plus it included an image of Ron Paul's dollar. The article was quite large and real good. He said, who would have thought? Front page for the Liberty Dollar and also for Ron Paul. The local television and newspapers also provided very good coverage. It's amazing how many people are interested in the raid or on the little Liberty Dollar and the confiscation of 2 tons of Ron Paul dollars. See, now he again says 2 tons, and on the warrant, on the list of stuff they said they took, they didn't mention computers, they didn't mention anything else, they just said 500 pounds of silver. He said, and finally, have you seen the piece of Ron Paul dollars on eBay? The silver dollars are now ranging from $250 to $450. Jeff, I can't find mine. Anyway, and this is not even for the special numbered or hallmarked editions. Okay, let's...
Why do you look at me when you say that?
I thought you were going to come back because smile like you wanted to be on the air,
no,
and
I gave you
time.
I thought you looked at me like that because you think I have it.
You probably have $250. I know now.
That's my bonus.
You and Beth probably are conspiring here and take the money. You'll do something foolish with it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
While we're on the subject of the Liberty Dollar and Ron Paul, let's go to Louise. Hi, Louise. You're on the air.
Hey, good looking. I would share my Liberty Dollars with you, except I'm a conservative, and we don't share that much if they're going for $400.
When they were worth $20, you'd let me have one, right?
Yeah, for $20, I'd let you have it. But, you know, come on now. When you can start getting into the big bucks, in fact, I wish I had more of them.
I wish I could find the one I have.
Well, actually, I'd look at Jeff. I think Jeff might have borrowed that one, you know.
No, I tell you what. I trust Beth and I trust Jeff. They're honest folks.
I'm just teasing.
And they would cut me in on the deal if they'd sold it for $450.
Yeah, they would cut you in. That's right, they would. Hey, I'm calling for two reasons. One is when they start taking part what the system is for barter. Let me tell you what. Anybody can buy a commemorative coin. They can buy it with a duck on it. They can buy it at Disneyland. They can buy it anywhere. So when they're targeting this because Ron Paul's face is on it, and this is a real dollar, this is on hard currency dealt with gold and silver, that's what scares them. And the biggest thing I believe it is has to do with the new Amero. When they start bringing in that currency, they don't want that underground currency undercutting them. It's not even the dollar anymore. It's that new Amero.
I don't believe I have it in here with me now, but I saw where the Warren Buffett of Canada, I can't remember his name, doesn't make any difference, but he is one of the richest people in the world. He's right in there with Warren Buffett,
mm-hmm.
and he's a Canadian. And he went to the Canadian, he was on the Canadian, they don't call it legislature, what do they call it up there, Jeff, can you remember?
House of Parliament.
Ah, you are so smart. But boy, for a $20 Ron Paul dollar, he ought to be smart. Okay, now let's go back to what this guy was telling the House of Parliament. He said that Canada must accept an Amero. He said because Canada is losing too much money because of the way the U.S. dollar has dropped. And he said that we need a currency for the United States and Canada. He didn't say much about Mexico. He's more concerned about the United States and Canada. But he's pitching that like big time in the House of Parliament there in Canada. And he wants the Amero.
Well, how about this? How about we keep the currency that we're already doing. Let's try the Liberty Dollar. The American people, you know, we can't trust our government. We can't trust anything about it. The second reason I called Derry before we get off, we're doing, Ron Paul really needs Iowa bad, and we're having a series of walk-offs in Iowa asking everybody from every surrounding state and Iowa to come out December 1st. They can contact Megan Walker at the Ron Paul 2008 in Des Moines, and or they can call us at 660-535-6664 to come out. That's really canvas. We really need to canvas Iowa. We need to get that vote out. We need to get the caucuses out because Ron needs to have Iowa.
Okay, you gave your phone number, Louise, at 660-535, and then I missed the last four digits.
6664.
6664.
Now you understand why we did that, because I believe in the mark of the beast, and we've been running after this beast a whole long time.
Hey, thanks. When are you going to come in and do a show live with me again?
Anytime you want.
Hey, you're always welcome. Anybody that thinks I'm good looking.
Oh, you're good looking, man. And funny. Funny.
Well, I don't know.
But I'll bring my Ameros with. I'm sorry, not my Ameros. I'll bring my Liberty Dollars with me.
I'll tell you, when you do come, I will guarantee you, I'll have a comfortable chair in here for you.
There you
You're
go.
Not going to have to stay perched up on this monkey stool.
There you go. Hey, thanks you so much for doing your good job getting out. What's important about our
country. While you're here, stay with me just a minute. Have you seen the odds that the bookies are making on Ron Paul raising, what is it, $12 million?
No,
or something
I didn't
to that
see
effect. Okay. Ron Paul supporters are destined to take in more than $6 million during. Well, that'll give him $12 million. That's where I got the 12.
Mm-hmm.
Will take in more than $6 million during an upcoming money bomb scheduled for December the 16th.
Yeah, I know.
The folks at online gambling website, sportsbook.com, I guess they'll take a bet on anything, have now made Ron Paul's chances of raising more than $6 million a 5-9 favorite. In other words, you'd have to bet $9 to win $5 and get your $5 back. In other words, you'd make a buck on the deal, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Ron Paul previously raised $4.2 million during a 24-hour period November the 11th. So, hey, he's beginning to be heard. He's beginning to... Mm-hmm. And once he gets money, do you think... You've been in politics a lot longer than I know anything about it. Do you think that NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox will take his ads?
Yes, and the reason why they will, with that much noise and so many people yelling, They're going to have to. And you know what we did? I'm going to tell you what we did. You know, when someone hears this message, really hears it, not what they tell it is, but really hears it.
Right.
You're amazed what happens. We were at Thanksgiving. We stopped by somebody's home we were doing some business with. And
hey, hang on. I hear music. And come back after Thanksgiving. I mean, stay with me with your Thanksgiving message after these. Just stick around. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense. See, every time I talk to Louise, I get all excited like this. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advance planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room, and for you, that means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices dipped 1.5% Tuesday on profit-taking as the dollar bounced off historic lows and oil fell near $95. Gold closed in New York down $12.50 to $813.80 an ounce. A financial crisis will likely send the U.S. dollar into a free fall of as much as 90%, and gold soaring to $2,000 an ounce, said Gerald Caliente, Trends Research Institute director. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
Friends, it's Lou, owner of Steel Span Buildings, the best Quonset-style buildings in the world. Do you need a building to store your hay? Perhaps a bird-free place to keep your equipment? How about a building that won't collapse in an ice storm? Well, the time to buy is now. My year-end is November 30th, and I'm selling all remaining inventory at substantial discount. And here's the best part. A small deposit now holds your building until March 2008. That's right. Take immediate delivery or any time until March 2008 with no additional cost. Don't hesitate, as the popular sizes of 25-foot wide to 60-foot wide sell quickly.
Friends, take advantage of Lou's year-end pricing. Call him at 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408. Visit the website at amsteelspan.com and learn why Lou has a better building, hands down.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says the early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Are you still with me, Louise?
I'm still here.
Okay, you were going to tell me something, and I don't remember what it was.
Well, actually, neither do I think. But you know what? I was just listening to your commercials there, you know. We're talking about gold.
Yeah, what did he say? I stepped out and I missed the gold commercial. What did he say it was worth today?
$800, I think, is what he was saying. But now I got a question. Now, with all the gold coins that we can buy, right, why did he take the Liberty dollar? Because you can buy, sell, or trade any amount of anything. I mean, you can buy, sell, or trade a van. know, I'll sell you two in one van for 12 pigeons, a duck, and a cow.
Right. And I tell you what, I think triggered the whole thing. Now, first of all, I'm not sure. I think that the Liberty Dollar people had, first of all, they've got documents from the Treasury Department saying what they're doing is absolutely legal. They did that to start with.
They're coins that people buy. They can trade them. The problem comes down to is, now, if we keep talking about the fact that that only us crazy Ron Paul fanatics are the ones who are behind this, right, then why has gold soared so much? Because there's a lot of other people who don't trust what's going on with their money.
Well, I think, let's go back to the raid.
Mm-hmm.
They took 2 tons of Ron Paul silver dollars with his face on them, and that figured out, I believe, 60,000 coins, something like that.
Uh-huh.
I think that was, I think the feds do not want that many. I mean, how much better advertising could you get than those Ron Paul silver dollars?
Also, you know, our government does need to get some gold back. We don't have anything back in our money.
When we're not going to have.
What's they just picked them up. They got a little now.
What's the... yeah, we know we've got a few tons of silver in the government coffers.
Yeah, but yeah, they just got it. You know, at least they're back in with some kind of metal.
Anyway, hey, appreciate the call. I'm going to move on here.
All right, dear.
So thanks.
Hey, real quick, remind everybody again, December 1st is the first of three Saturdays. But December 1st, we have to have a showing up in Iowa. We want every one of your listeners who are as close to the Iowa border to call. The number
we have
is...
listeners in Iowa.
Huh?
We have listeners in Iowa.
I want people in Iowa, and I want people all the way around Iowa. We want to canvass that place from the top to the bottom and let everybody know that people are watching. By the way, Iowans are wonderful. I go up there a lot. I like them. And we just want to go out there and canvass it, and we want to make sure that Ron Paul wins Iowa.
Did you go to school in Iowa?
Nope, actually, I'm sorry, Los Angeles.
Okay, you mentioned...
But I got wise and came to the country.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't go to school in Des Moines. Look, I'm going to show you what they did in Des Moines. They had a gender bender day up there. I'll bet you've never been to a gender bender day.
No, I don't think I have.
Do you know what one is?
No.
Well, I do now. At least 80 children whose parents were alarmed by the gender bender day during homecoming week at the city's East High School have moved their children from the various districts in the area into homeschooling plans. Several parents told WorldNet Daily that the number could be in the hundreds, but we know for sure that there's 80 because they had to sign that they weren't going to bring their kids back. Anyway, here's the story. Tuesday at one of our local high schools, they had what is called Gender Bender Day. If you do not know what that is, let me educate you real quick. Now, I'm reading this. It is where the boys dress like girls and vice versa. This
what?
Was a... Yeah. This was... See there? You stay in Missouri. This... I've got a funny story to tell about the Missouri and the Missouri and the Iowa farmers that met up there on... on state line, but that's when you're in here. We're not.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
This was allowed and carried out at our schools. I immediately pulled my child out of the Des Moines public school. We are now homeschooling along with several hundred other parents. Bob, I don't know how you, Barb, it's a she. Barb, H-E-K-I, is a board member for the Network of Iowa Christian Home Educators. She says, I'm just praising God there is a church with so many families that would take a biblical stand and decide that we're not going to put our children under anti-Christian indoctrination any longer. A mother whose children were taken out of the public school because of the cross-dressing, but told WorldNet Daily she knows of probably 200 families who filed our state-required paper to withdraw their children from public schools. Can you believe that the state controls the children?
Yeah. Hey, I got something for you. Does that mean there's a lot of people in education voting for Giuliani?
He cross-dresses, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. And this mother goes on to say, we're following the Bible. Our children were to participate in the cross-dressing.
Amen.
When they refused, they were told they would get a bad grade. We're not doing it. All we did was pull our kids out. Nothing more to be said or done.
You know what? I'd rather get a bad grade than lost my soul.
It was a move of parents.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing mandated or organized by the church. An advertisement in the Des Moines newspaper said the event was part of the theme day for the school's homecoming events. Tuesday, here's the ad. Tuesday, dress in clothing of the opposite sex for gender bender day.
Mm-hmm.
We were instructed. The other days were move theme day and spirit day. Phil Reuter, a spokesman for the Des Moines school, said the event was nothing unusual. There were a couple of calls.
If 100 families left, that's not a couple of calls.
Well, but, he went to public school, and he didn't learn the multiplication tables.
What?
There were a couple of calls at the office at the school from parents that were concerned.
Well, give him a calculator.
Well, that's his problem. He learned on a calculator, and he can't figure in his head. But he said that this... He said that the district itself had not seen any unusual activity regarding homeschooling. Let's just say the number you are hearing are greatly exaggerated. Events like this at a high school are part of homeschooling week activities and certainly are not mandated events. They're voluntary activities that the students put on. Well, this one kid said they told him if he didn't do it, he's going to get a bad grade, okay?
Mm-hmm.
State officials said the list of 80... Now, this is coming from the State Department, I guess the Iowa Department of Education, said that the list of 80 students they had reviewed included students from virtually all grades in dozens of schools in several districts. East High recently was the chosen location because Iowa Lieutenant Governor Patty Judge announced a new state award highlighting increased diversity in the state.
Diversity for what?
For cross-dressing.
Oh, I see.
This,
I homeschooled mine.
It's called the One Iowa Award, recognizes those who are working to create a unified Iowa. So she was, this Lieutenant Governor Patty Judge was creating a unified Iowa by highlighting this cross-dressing thing.
Oh.
Judge said making that, and her last name is Judge. Judge said making...
You can't make it up, can you, Barry?
Well, this is WorldNet Daily, and I put a lot of faith in what they write there. A judge said making that a reality takes input from Iowans, regardless of their race, age, gender, nationality, or sexual orientation. The announcement had been staged to include East High students talking about the importance of diversity. State law in Iowa provides parents a tax credit for some cost of students attending accredited schools, but does not allow homeschooling parents the same benefit. State Education Department officials said they had provided information about their rights and responsibilities should they choose to start private school or pursue homeschooling options. Then this lady quotes Deuteronomy, the 22nd chapter, verse 5, and I checked it out, and my Amplified says exactly what they got here. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garments, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. Now, you know, I can remember being much older than you, Louise.
Not by much.
I can remember very, very well. It was during World War II. And it was during World War II when Rosie the Riveter wore slacks.
Yes.
And let's talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
And we have returned. Louise, I was like I said, I was a little kid, but I remember hearing my mother and her friends talking about this. Rosie the Riveter is the first woman that wore men's clothing to any extent.
Well, it really wasn't men's clothing because they kind of fashioned it in woman's style.
Okay, but I remember them talking about, and then my mother always wore slacks. I mean, she was tall. She was right at 6 feet tall, and she wore slacks a lot. And people didn't think that was good, you know, because of what Deuteronomy says here. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth to a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. But there was a lot of discussion back in the days before or when women started wearing slacks and pantsuits and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that very well. Anyway, let's finish this article here very quickly. Officials at Adams Middle School in the Bay Area, now this is in the state of California, announced a gender switch day. The mother of a seventh grade student was alarmed when she heard that on that day of the school Spirit Week, students were being encouraged to dress like the opposite sex. Parents were given virtually no advance notice from the school and found out about the event after flyers were posted throughout the campus. The parents contacted the Pacific Justice Institute on Monday, which advised her on enlisting other parents' support and communicating with the school. Pacific Justice Institute begin laying the groundwork to hold the school accountable. In a 180-degree turnaround, the flyers, remember they were posted on Monday about the gender switch day had disappeared by Tuesday morning, and the school confirmed the event had been canceled. The principal said he just wanted to encourage students to be free thinkers, but he said the overall message wasn't coming across right.
You know, you can be a free thinker and keep your clothes on. Last I checked, I mean, I could be wrong, you know.
Anyway.
I remember a long time ago you could dress up like an Easter bunny and still think and be a free thinker.
So anyway.
In fact, by the way, a lot of engineers, like with my boss, you know, they're free thinkers and they build things and create things and they kept their clothes on.
Anyhow, did you see where the Chinese government would not let our Navy dock in
yes.
Hong Kong?
Mm-hmm.
China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs denied permission for the USS Kitty Hawk and its carrier battle group to make a four-day port call to Hong Kong for the Thanksgiving holiday. 8,000 servicemen on the boat, and they had 290 families of the crew members had flown to Hong Kong to meet the servicemen, and the Chinese said, nope, can't do that. And they didn't tell them no until they were there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I think really, if America's smart and full in everything, we just won't do anything with China at all, because all they're doing is poisoning us.
What gives you the idea that you think America's smart? Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
But now, most of my listeners know G.B. Oliver. He's executive director of the Paragon Foundation. But what is a paragon? One listener recently called me on the air and read the definition for the word paragon out of Webster's Dictionary. This is what he said.
It says, model or pattern of superior excellence or perfections, compared to, equal to. Folks, I'll tell you one thing about Paragon Foundation that I found out. They do the work on a dime, and they take the 9 cents change and invest it. If you go down to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and you'll find out they don't have a big fancy building down on White Sands Boulevard. These folks are ranchers. They're good people. They wear jeans and boots, and they got a smile on their face, and they got faith. And they're good folks, I'll tell you what. I'm a member of the Paragon Foundation, and I highly recommend them.
So what are you waiting for? Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org. What are you giving for Christmas gifts this year? Well, I'm giving my friends a customized pocket knife from 3B Silversmiths, and they'll make a custom gift for you, too. Robert Asher is a professional silversmith, and he's real easy to work with. He produces beautiful handcrafted pieces. As a matter of fact, I had him make silver handcrafted belt buckles for my special friends last year, and they were beautiful. Call Robert at 3B Silversmiths to get him working on any kind of customized piece you can imagine. He does belt buckles of all kinds, badges, pocket knives, money clips, and more. But his specialty is Western-style jewelry, like bracelets, earrings, pendants, mini buckles, bolos, pins, tie tacks, you name it, he can produce it. And if you call now, you can get it done before Christmas. Custom designed and hand engraved. Call 3B Silversmiths, toll free 1-800-448-8558. That's 1-800-448-8558 or online at 3bsilversmiths.com. We are in the home stretch, and Louise, my chickens aren't laying very many eggs now, and I've explained to my people that I give eggs to all the time. It's kind of funny. They've all started bringing cartons now since I've quit bringing eggs. I get cartons every day. Can I trade these cartons in for some eggs? My chickens have just about quit on me, and I got this email from a lady that raises chickens. And she's the master's ranch. and her name is Tana Powell, and I've had her on the air, but she does everything organically and the way we used to do it back in the good old days. She and here's why, I've explained chickens have a little pituitary gland that is daylight sensitive, and if you're going to get eggs in the wintertime, you got to keep lights on the chickens, and I don't do that. So anyway, here's what she's saying. She says, eggs are in huge demand, and as usual, this is the slowest time of the year for the, and she calls her chickens, cooks, C-H-O-O-K-S. I thought it was a typographical error, but then she's done that several times. She said, it's this year for the cooks to be laying, since it is getting colder, the days are getting shorter, the grass is starting to go dormant, and by the way, the bugs are all about gone for the year. So please be patient with our cooks, as they do their very best without artificial heat or light, as is done in the confinement situations. We give our girls a bit of natural rest.
That's right.
So I'm giving my girls a bit of natural rest. Anyway, Baxter Black has an interesting story concerning this sort of thing, and he writes, the percentage of Americans capable of converting meat from the hoof or feather to the table would probably be less than those that could fix a flat tire, which help explain the growth of animal rights hysterians and the lack of comprehension that a sacrifice is required for every chicken nugget, turkey sandwich, baked salmon, barbecue rib, or double whopper. In the good old days, when a hog killing was a family affair, when most families grew their own gardens and milked a cow, or the kids brought home cottontails they'd shot on the way home from school for supper, it was time when the majority of people were more self-sufficient. They could feed themselves, if they had to. Today, we don't have time to do chores. We have too much television to watch. For the average consumer, it is enough to know that the farmers, ag students, illegal aliens, county agents, feedlots, packing houses, and USDA are ensuring they will have a constant, abundant supply of wholesome and safe food. And I thought that was kind of interesting. No, that isn't the end of the article. Let me turn it over. Okay.
I don't watch much television.
Well, that's why you don't know what's going on in the world.
I apologize.
You just keep listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and we'll educate you.
Well,
anyway,
I knew that. That's why I always listen, Derek.
I'm going to finish Baxter's story here, whether you want to or not. We in the business of raising food, understanding the urban public's ability to handle the truth, that animals die so that we may live, that a sacrifice is made and should be acknowledged and respected. Anyone who has ever been hungry knows humans can be very resourceful, and the instinct to kill, dress, and eat is part of our genetic makeup. So there. Anyhow.
Now that you've genetically made up... Derry, I don't know what America would do without you.
Well, they got along without me all those years. They can get along without me now. You know how that goes. Hey, we've got 30 seconds here. What are you guys doing now besides going to Iowa to help Ron Paul?
You know, Representative Guest has a nightly radio show he does, and we'd like to get you on there. It's from 8 to 9 p.m.
Hey, I'm asleep by then.
Oh, behave yourself.
As soon as Andy Griffith goes off, hey, I go to sleep.
But what it is Taking Back America. It's the JimGuestShow.com. And we're promoting American-made products, trying to help make sure that any businesses need get the support and help wean us off of this foreign
and
stuff.
And we're out of time. May the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're